stage to do it.
Krishna,
in which he duly worshipped
in which he is duly worshipped,
and also the places
where the flow of celebrating,
where the flow of the celebrated
sacred rivers
mentioned in the Puranas,
the supplementary Vedic literatures,
anything spiritual dharma.
Or a small deity of Radha Krishna or Sitaram in each and every day and everywhere. consciousness movement invites everyone from all over the world without discrimination as the case concrete. To come to centers and cultivate spiritual life perfectly. But certain thing is that it's really, it's kind of tricky to get married. Because when we do that, then we have to be really, really strong in Krishna consciousness. Our Krishna consciousness has to be very strong. Do not flow away with the waves. And Prabhupada was saying in the purport that we shouldn't be like monkeys. Because what the monkeys do, they jumping, you know, here and there, you know, they eating banana, fighting with each other, and not much, you know, something, I mean, useless. But if we live our life without Krishna, then our life is like that. It's just jumping here and there, you know, enjoying this and that, eating all kinds of things. And it has nothing to do with Krishna, really. Maybe we offer, even the devotees, maybe we offer the prana and the bhoga, but actually, we are not really interested, just to eat a spiritual. I mean, many times it happens, even the devotees. Even the devotees, you said it yesterday on your class that sometimes devotees don't really think of Krishna, but they does it best if sometimes they don't think of Krishna. But our big problem is that we usually don't think of Krishna. We usually thinking of ourselves, our needs, or this and that, but we usually forget about Krishna, and sometimes we remember him. And the way I started the class, that actually we need to be always conscious that we are a spirit soul, and we belong to Krishna. We belong to Krishna, and our life is just to get to know him somehow, coming from the books, from the pastimes that we can read, and then to give ourselves to him, to surrender to him, because that's the only thing worth this life for. This life is only for that. So when we get involved with many other things, then we need to be really conscious to not forget Krishna. Because the thing is that when we have some desires and we just, you know, we try this part, you know, I mean, we try here, Sarsham, and then we can engage or that desire in Krishna's service. But the thing is that just by doing that, I mean, you know, I have a big house, that's what I enjoy. And just by having a big house, you need someone who will clean there, you need someone who will take care of the garden, and you need family in the house, and so many things will come with just, I wanted a big house. And then actually, because we thought that if I will have that or any other things, but we are deciding that if I will have that, then I can be really fully conscious of Krishna. But that's the tricky, that one material desire brings so many others. So we will not have time for Krishna if you just try to fulfill one. Then it just takes everything away. It's very, very dangerous. And Prabhupada said that the monkeys, so yeah, the difference between the animals and the human beings, that they can think about Krishna. And I spoke to Guru Maharaj when we were in Parikram, even he said that, you know, this word, Manusyana Sahasrishu, but he said, even amongst the devotees, who is really interested in Krishna? But many times you just ask them, okay, but how can I love Krishna? How can I be interested in Krishna? Because somehow it seems really difficult or a miracle process to get to know him and to love him. But actually it's very simple. The only thing what we should do is to come to the temple. Prabhupada writes in his purport that we have the temples for the community, for the devotees, deeds, they can associate with the dignities, and then all kinds of devotional service, and through this they can get purified. So this is a very simple process. And also, we often think that how can I get to know Krishna, how can we love him? If you read about him, if you always express your gratitude towards him, and then you glorify Krishna to the devotees, then that's all. And it's really simple, isn't it? The thing is, we should do it. That's the only thing what we often forget. But that's the only thing we should do. Even when, you know, you are out of Sankirtan, you're on the way to the toilet, you have to go someplace. But what do? Just remember him and talk to him. It's not a big thing. And so, this is very simple. But, and also to chant the holy name, we have to say that, yeah, if we have chant Krishna's name attentively, then you will get him, or the love will manifest in our heart. But, and the often question is, how can I chant attentively? And that's also very simple, you just do it. But what are you doing? How is this amazing? Put your name and listen. Some mantras possibly understood what's that. Like shing 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 shing. Somebody was like shh. So if you don't say it, you won't be able to hear. But you have to say it. You need to hear properly. I mean, you need to say it properly, then you can hear. And you just only listen what you say. And that's in the tantric chant. That's also very simple. So, actually, Krishna gave us all these simple things because we are really conditioned souls. And then he gave us a Kali Yuga collection to summarize, so we have really, really low class. So he just gave us this more simple process how we can achieve him. And if you just see, it's really easy. So, but what we can do, we just put our mind on it. We have to understand that this is the only chance what we have to go back to Krishna, just to make the effort to do it. Nothing less than that. I mean, there are a lot of seminars on, you know, if you chant like this, chant like that, and so many things. And it's important because if we don't like the simple fact, just say it and listen, then we need something else, you know, to make it more interesting. That's also good. It's better to focus on them and listen to those techniques. That's also good. But actually, we just say something, we just say it and hear it. And then probably in purports, he's saying that the devotees come to the temple to worship the deities and to associate with the devotees. And so Krishna is so kind that he gave us these deity forms. Actually, many people coming the atheists, even saying in his purport that the atheists, they not appreciate this deity worship because it seems like, you know, idols. But actually, when we were in the car yesterday going home, like the Prasad Prabhu was saying that the murti is coming from a word, merge. M-U-R-T-C-H, word, and it means that I kind of understand, yeah, and then deity form. And also, he gave us himself, actually through the devotees. To worship the devotees are more important than to worship the deities. Because for Krishna, the devotees are very important for them, or for him, and because he loves them so much. So when we worship the devotees, I mean, I'm speaking about each other, we have to worship each other, then Krishna is very satisfied. And what's the way of worshiping each other? That if we have seniors, we hear from them, we serve them, and if we are bhikkhus, we make friendship with them, and of course, service is there with all the devotees. And the junior, I mean the younger ones, we serve them and we take care of their needs. So this is the way we can worship the devotees. And it's very pleasant to Krishna. So, it is something in the Kuru that I just remember that but sometimes you can't really appreciate each other. And the wise then, for a relationship, we need two things. We need to respect each other, means you need to be humble, we need to be humble, and then we need to appreciate each other. Like in family life, we can see that a relationship can work until these two things are there. If you don't appreciate each other, we don't respect each other, then the relationship broke up. So, and the thing is that Krishna is very kind because he gave the devotees to us, because he will only accept us through the devotees, and actually we can get to know Krishna only through the devotees. So, just one second. And sometimes, or many times it's happening, that the envy is just stepping in our way. You know, somebody gave me such a good class, or somebody is a wonderful singer, then I'm in a happy mood that I don't really appreciate him, I don't really go for his class, I don't really go for his kirtan, because our ego cannot handle that we are lower than him. But actually, it's not that we are lower than him. We are here now. But actually, the way we have to see things, that Krishna gives such a nice quality or ability to the devotees to perform his kirtan, to give a nice class. This is Krishna's energy, this is Krishna's ability to do all these things. And when we don't appreciate this in a devotee's life, then, when we see this in devotees and we don't appreciate it, it means that we don't appreciate Krishna. We don't appreciate Krishna's mercy upon the devotees. And if we don't appreciate Krishna's mercy on the devotees, then it means that we don't get that. My Guru said, the most easiest way to have a good quality or manifest something, that something good is manifesting in us, is to appreciate that in somebody and then to serve the devotee who has it. And you can gain good qualities. It just came to my mind, that was one, running what I said, that there was one small boy, his name was Parashara, and then probably you know the story, and then there was one squaw who was just going from one place to the other to defeat or challenge people, and then so you want to be glory, whatever, and followers and this and that. And then when he went to start something in the Sangha, and then this little boy Parashar was there, and then this boy came to him and he said, "I want to ask a question." And then the scholar was really proud, and then he said that, "You just go back to your mother." Do you know the story? You know the story? And then you just go back to your mother. And then what is it? The child said, "But I have a question." And then he said that, anyway, you're too young, you just go back to your mother. Then the servant said, and then the child said, "But please, let me ask a question." And then the scholar said, "Okay, what's your question?" So then the little boy said that, he just reached down and scooped up a handful of sand, and then he just asked how many pieces of sand is in my hand. And his scholar, because he was famous that he could give answer to for every question, and then he was just stunned a bit, and then he couldn't answer. And then he felt really embarrassed because there were so many people around there, and that was a very simple question, not really philosophical, but he couldn't answer. And then the boy saw that he was very disturbed. And then the boy told him that, "Sir, if all your knowledge and scholarship cannot give you the quality of humility, and doesn't give you the ability to respect others, then all your knowledge is worthless as this hand full of sand." So the man was finished. But actually, he had good qualities to understand that he's a great soul, this little boy. So he just stood up and went to him, and then he bowed down and he asked the child to teach him. And then Raghunath Maharaj was saying, actually the child was saying that if there is a tree with full of good fruits, it means that somebody has good qualities, then, when the tree has a lot of good fruits, then because of the weight, the trees
branches
bowing down, and also a person who has good qualities, then he bows down in front of everyone. And Raghunath Maharaj was saying that this is the true quality to respect everyone, and to appreciate others. This is the two important quality to be able to attain love of God. Because when you have this, then you always know what's your situation. You can always ask the devotees, how can you go forward in your Krishna consciousness? You can always appreciate devotees, you can always appreciate Krishna. And in this way, you can develop very easily, then you can go back to Godhead. I think I just end here. There was just a bit of actually the duties are reciprocate. We don't need to be there was only one man, and he lived near the Himalaya. I mean, near the Badrik Ashram. But he lived actually like 1 month a walk from the Himalaya. I mean, from Badrik Ashram. And then he felt that he will die soon. So he wanted to see Badrinath. And then he's eating before he died. And then he was watching this story, any of you? You know, some of you. And then my husband said that, I think, in one of the class, but I just had it. And then he started to, he said that the family that I just want to see your deity, and then I will die. And I said, oh, you won't be able to meet you too old. You will die in the way, so you won't be able to eat anything. It's better if you just stay here. And then he said, no, I go. So he left. And then he was walking, it was very difficult, but he just kept going. And then he got very close to the temple, and after one month, he could see and hear the bells. It was ringing, I mean, the everything was going on. But when he got to the temple, because he only had 1 month to get there, because after 1 month, for 6 months, this temple was closed. And so that was the last day when he got there. And from far he heard that the earthquake was going on. But then when he got there, onto the stairs, then the panda or the puja just came out and he locked the temple door. And then the woman told them that, oh, I'm going to go in to see my bhajana. And he said, you have to come in time. The Brahman said, you have to come in time. You know, the deity is not for you. You are for the deity. You are the servant of the deity. And the man was really sad. But he said that, I'm so old. I won't be able to leave. I mean, I won't leave for half a year. I will die now. And then the pujari just pushed him away. Then he just left. And then one boy came. On a horse. And then he asked the old man, what are you doing here? And then he said, well, I came to see my Badrinath, but actually they locked the door, I mean, locked the temple for half a year, so I won't be able to see my Lord, but I won't really want to see him before I die. So then the boy said, oh, you're too old, you don't eat properly. So they said, come here tomorrow. I mean, the puja is coming after 6 months. But he said that come here tomorrow. And he said, oh, that's so nice. And then the boy asked him, told him that, if you can spend the night with me, and I take you when I leave, and then I will bring you back tomorrow. And the man was, oh, so happy, and so okay, thank you. So the boy put him in the horse. And then they stayed in the cave, and then fire to heat up the cave. And then the boy told the man that, you know, the night is so long, so we can play chess, so it won't be so boring. And then the old man, he never played chess in his life. But somehow he was always being in the parties. I mean, I don't know what to say. And then they went to sleep. Then at one point, the boy wake the man up, and then he said, okay, we have to go. We have to go to the temple. I take him. So he took him to the temple, and then when the man got up to the temple, then the pujari was there. And the pujari was he was really worried, and he was asking that, I still don't lie. Oh my God, I was worried about you, that I just left you here, and it's half year past, and and I don't know what happened to you. And he said, oh, don't worry, it was only just one day. And he said, no, it was half a year. And then I said, really?
keep us in there, so then he wasn't really understand what's happened. So then anyway, he really wanted to see his brother before he died, and then he entered the temple, and he was stood just in front of the deities, and he was praying, he was crying, he was so happy to see his deities. And then at one point, as he was looking at the deity, he saw that boy who he was playing chess last night. And then, so he was just crying, he was Krishna's so kind. So there are these stones or idols here, they are persons who are watching us and taking care of our needs, and then just trying to help us and just facilitate everything what we need to get close to them, to understand them, to have faith in them. So man was so happy that he walked out from the temple, then he just left his body. So this is a nice story that Krishna loves us. And if you just keep, you know, trying your best to serve him, to surrender to him, to get to know him, like everything, really about him, and to express our gratitude towards him, then we can easily come to him. The time is over, so there is no time for questions. thank you for your attention.
Thank you.